Chapter 1. This was not the way Jackson Wright had planned to return to Henderson. Far from it. Jax had a dream, a big one, a fast vision for his life pursuing a career that had rooted itself early and so deep in his soul that his focus had been narrow and his education precise. And his hard work, all of the dues paying, the networking, the endless hours, and the filthy, dirty, calloused hands had all been about to pay off. He had it within his grasp. And yet, here he sat with his head in his hands, hungover, in his mother's kitchen, for the third day in a row. "Bro," Xavier's deep voice accompanied a steaming mug of coffee sliding into view. Jackson was grateful for that. Not long ago, his oldest brother would have been more likely to deliver a slap upside his head with a hearty, "Buck up and deal." But these past couple of mornings, Xavier had said little while serving up a good, hot breakfast. "Thanks," he mumbled. "I'll get my act together, promise." He sipped gingerly at the aromatic brew. "No hurry. Seriously, man, I get it. Life sucks right now." It so does, Jax thought, unable to utter the words. The brothers remained silent as Xavier started to whip up yet another breakfast. Their mother had apparently already eaten, returning to bed to continue healing from an autoimmune disease that had spent the last 18 months kicking her ass. The family was breathing a sigh of relief now that, after undergoing a bone marrow transplant, the matriarch of the family appeared to be on the mend. That was reason enough for Jax to stop feeling sorry for himself. Shoulda, woulda, coulda, can't. Can't was the only word Jax related to. As in, I can't freaking believe I had the world in the palm of my hand for 2 weeks and now, nothing. Nothing. Don't mind me, I'm just, you know, surly. That got a smile out of Xavier as he set a plate piled with scrambled eggs and some kind of Arizona spiced up hash browns in front of him. There were thick slices of bacon on there, too, and for some crazy reason, that was the thing that sparked a little life from the pleasure center of his brain. "Dang, I love bacon," he said. "Bacon's good, but for me, it's always been potatoes, or biscuits," Xavier said, sliding into the seat across from Jax. "I'd have made biscuits, but I'm no good at the damn things. No patience for 'em."
"Can't beat Lulu's biscuits," Jack said with his mouth full. "Don't even try."
"You need sugar? Something sweet? I can run over to Oxford and get some Krispy Kremes. Mom loves 'em. Happy to do it." Jack stopped chewing and looked up at his brother, who was nursing a mug of coffee. "Why are you being so nice?" He felt his face get all squinched up as he said it, because, yeah, this was not the Xavier he knew and loved. "Ma's sick, I feed her. You're sick, I feed you." Jax pointed to himself. "Only I'm not sick. Your spirit's sick." "My what?" "You know, your spirit, your life force, that thing that makes you, you." "Dude," Jax collapsed back in his chair. "It's a damn good thing you've come back to North Carolina. Arizona has turned you all new age and shit." Xavier laughed.
"Maybe."
"I mean it. Spirit? Life force?" "Losing that sponsorship like you did? Last minute? Out of the blue? Hell, don't you tell me your spirit hasn't taken a beating. It's good you came home. Give yourself a chance to breathe and regroup. Plus, it'll do Ma good once you ease up on being Mr. Surly and get back to being skirt-chasing Jax."
"Skirt-chasing? That's bullshit," Jax sputtered, sitting up to eat again.
"I have never been a skirt-chaser."
"Well, you're good with women.
Xavier said, leaning over the table toward him. Always have been. I'm good with exactly one woman. My woman. Tweets.
Lady, Jack stabbed his fork toward his brother. Mom has given me strict instructions to address our soon-to-be sister-in-law by her name.
Fine. Okay. Anyway, I need you to do something for me. And I'm thinking it may end up doing you some good in the long run.
What's that?
There are two women over on Team Henderson who've got this insane idea that creating a beefcake calendar is the answer to this town's problems.
Xavier leaned further in.
And these two babes are a force to be reckoned with, I'll tell you what. They have somehow managed to get Cal Johnson, the baseball star, to agree to be on the cover. And none of the pussy-whipped men in this town has had the balls to say no to know-it-all Missy and her crazy friend Red. Not Hale, not Vance, not Brooks. Nobody. They are all posing for this calendar. And because they need one more stooge, they have twisted my arm so tight I've agreed to do it. But I'm not going to. No way in hell.
So what? You want me to bail you out? Strip off my shirt, oil up my chest, and show off my empty pockets?
Yeah, that'll send women everywhere into a frenzy.
You probably will have to be shirtless, but they'll want to get a pose of you doing your thing. You know, working on an engine that can go over 200 miles an hour.
Well, that was my thing, until can'tgiveafuck.com decided to pull their sponsorship.
He grabbed his head and moaned.
I still can't believe this has happened. Do you have any idea how long it took Spitz and me to pull together the perfect race team?
We had it, he declared. This was the dream team, tremendous, untapped potential. I know it. But now, thanks to some corporate bullshit board of directors, we've all been scattered to the wind, every last one of us unemployed in the middle of the season.
Right. So you know, somebody good at Photoshop could put your team's name on any car you were photographed in front of.
A lot of good that'll do me.
Now hold on here, Xavier said gently. This might lead to nothing. But these two crazy women have a mind for publicity. They have big ideas about getting this calendar out to the general public all over the country. They keep talking about creating buzz. Ultimately, the calendar promotes Henderson, but I don't see a reason why it couldn't promote you and your race team as well.
Jax ran his napkin over his mouth, feeling less hungover now that he had a full stomach.
They willing to do the shoot in Charlotte? Kip Moore owes me a favor. Probably let me use his car if we photoshopped out all the logos and shit.
Xavier shook his head. Gotta be shot in Henderson. That's the point. Promoting Henderson.
Oh, well, I'm sure there are several NASCAR or Formula One cars sitting in Henderson.
You ever hear of a 177?
Jax cracked his head toward one shoulder and then another, trying to place the name.
Don't believe so.
Hottest damn machine I've ever seen. Definitely gonna give a gearhead like you a hard-on.
Who owns this 177?
Hale Evans. But this Red I was talking about dates a guy named Pinks who drives it. She'll work it out.
Jax lifted a brow.
There's a girl named Red who dates a guy named Pinks? Here? In Henderson?
A lot of shit's happened since you've been gone. Go on and hit the shower. I'm gonna make a call and see if I can set this up.
Xavier got up and started clearing the table.
It's not like I've got any damn thing better to do, Jax grumbled as he took his leave.
But his thumb was pulling up the internet on his phone and Googling 177. When a picture came up, his eyes popped wide.
Damn sight better than bacon, he acknowledged, and headed toward the shower.
Later that morning, Xavier dropped Jackson off at what appeared to be a full-fledged movie set. The old corner Gas and Go was temporarily closed for business, both driveways blocked off by orange cones. The place had been polished up and shined like a new penny. The asphalt had been cleaned, and there wasn't a speck of dirt or a piece of trash to be found. The sign was new, and frankly, a bit disconcerting. For a guy who was comfortable with grease and grime, and who'd spent the majority of his teen years hanging out over there in that exact garage, the unfamiliar glossy outer casing of this old gas station made him twitchy. His fingers were twitchy, too, because his brother had not lied. The exotic sports car being showcased under the abundance of photographers' lights did give him a hard-on, and he was just panting to slip his fingers under her hood. Jackson? He looked up to find a guy by the car motioning him over. The kid could be his age. He was probably a little younger, but he was dressed for success in a pink business shirt and linen slacks, even though it was like 110 degrees. Jax probably didn't appear all that smarter as he was wearing his work jeans and boots. Still, his t-shirt was short-sleeved, white with a V-neck. Davis Williams, the guy said as Jax took his outstretched hand. Everybody calls me Pinks. Right. Pinks. Curious nickname, but what the hell did he care? And I hear you've got a girl named Red? Ah, I've got a girl whose name is Scarlet, Pinks corrected. I call her Red. Everybody else calls her Scarlet. She's the redhead standing with the photographer, Pinks pointed. This calendar is her baby, so she'll have some input for your photo shoot. My recommendation? Keep your mouth shut and go with it. Jax's gaze drifted over to the redhead in question before he snapped out of his relaxed stance and into an abrupt, upright position. No fucking way are you dating Scarlett Langford, Pinks chuckled. Same thing I say every time I look in the mirror. Dude, she's hot. I mean, she was hot in high school, but now? Jax blew out a whistle. She's smoking. How the hell did you land Scarlett Langford in those bodacious legs? Pinks threw a thumb behind him. I was driving this at the time. Jax let out a breath, shaking his head and folding his arms over his chest. Yeah, boy. A car like that'll get her done. Nice work, Jax said cheerfully. You know, she and I went out. Once. Jax chuckled. Still. He looked over this Davis Williams of Scarlett Langford fame. Doesn't bother you to know that she and I swapped spit? Pinks leaned back against the car, against the pearlized white. Looks like it's going 100 miles an hour even standing still exterior, with a price tag even Jax couldn't begin to guess. And he was the picture of cool, calm confidence. Nope. Doesn't bother me at all. Because even with your reputation, I know for damn certain you did not give Scarlett an orgasm. That got his back up. My reputation? Who the hell's been talking to you about my reputation? Vance Evans? Vance Evans? Well, if that's not the fucking pot calling the kettle black, takes one to know one. Listen, Jax said, settling in next to Pinks to make sure he wouldn't be overheard. Vance Evans was a great third baseman and probably the smartest guy to ever graduate Henderson High. But when it comes to women, he and I reside in entirely different categories. I like girls, as in friends. Always have. Not saying I don't enjoy the feel of a woman's body or putting my mouth on one when they ask for it, which, you know, now that I'm older, happens regularly. His shoulder jerked. But in Henderson, nope. Back in high school, I dated a lot of girls once, Scarlett among them. Back then, I wanted to know what made girls tick. I'd buy a pizza, take them to a dance, we'd talk, have a few laughs, and then the night would end with a fairly chaste goodnight kiss. Occasionally, there may have been something more, he rubbed his jaw. But trust me, I was no Vance Evans. No one was. Well, in case you've missed the news flash, Vance is now married and a father, and he's practically running this town. So you don't want to be talking trash about him. Dude, I'm just saying he and I were never in the same league, and I don't know why he's even mentioned any of this to you. because you've been at the situation the past 3 nights and left with a different girl each time.
Because they drove me home, Jax defended in earnest.
Look, I've been going through a rough patch. Beer is my way of self-medicating.
Jeez, he grumbled, raking frustrated fingers through his hair. I've forgotten how damn small this town really is.
I hear ya, Pink sighed.
What could you possibly know about it? Jax groused. Aren't you some city-fied Yankee, just a hired gun?
Trust me, 3 different girls and 3 different nights is small potatoes compared to the trouble I got myself into. And there's no way you're not gonna hear about it. Look, we're good, man. It wasn't my intention to give you shit.
No?
No.
Because you totally did.
My bad, Pinks apologized. Just, you know, a word to the wise.
Oh. Well, there's the problem, Jax thought, as a grinning Scarlet Langford sauntered up and hugged him up like the long-lost friend he was.
Good to have you back, Jackson. Now here are my thoughts on this photo shoot.
As Scarlet doled out her very specific thoughts, Jax decided to take Pink's advice. He kept his mouth shut and rolled with it.